to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Monday, and it is Brevard County, Florida, and God has picked you and picked me for such a time as this, to live strategically placed with His precision, His wisdom for this community so that they can have an adequate representation of what life with Jesus Christ is. Good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are celebrating that God has blessed us in order to be a blessing, and pray that He is using you at such a time as this to be a blessing to your community, your co-laborers, your family members that don't know Jesus. So praise the Lord for all that God is doing. I want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air. They are based in Rockledge, Florida, and you can reach them at phone number 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And they have been dealing with residential and commercial issues for over 40 years now. They have been providing professional sales and service and repairs in air conditioning, heating, and the electrical fields. And they even provide emergency service if that need arises. They strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And I will tell you something that I heard Dennis from Wyrick Air say here about a month ago, and that is that there are so many air conditioners that are in need of repair that some of the supply houses or supply chains have been delayed to where sometimes it might not be hours before they could get you fixed. It might be a day or two before they're able to get that part. So if your air conditioning system is screaming at you, help me, help me, help me, you might want to get on that and not ignore it until it goes away. You might want to say, you know what, I think we need to get somebody out here and take a look at this and see if we need to address this in a quick matter of time. Wyrick Air, Weirich. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. You can get a hold of them at 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So we ended up last week, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 26, describing how valuable you are to God, that you are so valuable to God that you do not need to live a life of worry. Because He's not just God, He's not just Father, He's your Heavenly Father. He loves you. He loves you. And if you know, listen, if you know that you know that somebody loves you, it brings you such peace in your life. There is a security. Guys, do you know that one of the most foundational needs in your wife's life is to have the security of relationship with you? Okay? You need to minister to your wife by reassuring of that there's no need for concern about you abandoning ship. That's just, it's not even in the equation. And I will tell you this, if you will manage to hold on to the covenant promises of God that you made when you were younger and not abandon ship, you will you will find that you will develop an even greater love as the years go by than what you could ever have imagined. We served in Texas for a while, and there was a young couple there. They had three beautiful girls. I think they were a little bit, well, they were definitely older than what our kids were. But I remember the dad had some challenges in his life. The mom had some challenges in her life, and they ended up, not making a go of it and thinking that they had done a great, great thing. And actually through a celebration that they were ending their marriage. And I will tell you that just about every study that's out there shows that when there is a dissolution of relationship, that it impacts the minor kids and it impacts the adult kids as well. It is not a pain-free decision to make. So I want to encourage you, wherever you are in your relationship, I'm not talking about the things of the past. If you've you know, had failed relationships in the past and you're in a relationship now, say, thank God that you forgave me. Thank God that you helped me through that. God, would you give me the wisdom? Would you give me the spirit of grace? Would you empower me so that I will glorify you in this relationship that I'm in right now? And so it's valuable. We need to treat people as the precious gift from God that they are, instead of treating them as disposable. And I'll get off that high horse and get on into the word. Verse number 27 today, Matthew chapter 6, says, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So, if we go back up to verse number 25, Jesus had asked the question, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? And so then he goes and says, look at the birds of the air. And God takes care of their food supply. He feeds them. And then he asks this question, are you not of more value than they? We talked about that. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? I will tell you this, worrying is not an admirable quality. Worrying is not productive. It cannot add anything good to your life. But it can cause health problems. It can cause misplaced priority. It can strain relationships. Worrying immobilizes you instead of mobilizing you. It is not a God-endorsed behavior. Worrying is a God-specifically prohibited behavior. He tells us, don't worry. It doesn't mean that you don't go out and work. We talked about that. It means you do not obsess about all of the things that other people obsess. And so all you got to do is look around and look and see how God takes care of this segment of creation. And then he's getting ready to go on and say, look at how he takes care of this other aspect of creation. Worship doesn't change your stature. You know, it's not going to make you taller. Worrying just doesn't do anything. And so he says, look at the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Now, I will tell you, whenever I log on to my computer, it shows a picture that comes up there, and it says, do you like this picture or do you not like this picture? And for the most part, I pretty much ignored those through the years, and it's like, you know what? I looked at a picture one day, and I said, I like that. So it clicked on that, and then it would show me other pictures that were similar in nature to that, and then if it shows one that I don't like, I say, you know what? I don't like that one. And so the pictures that it shows me pictures from different parts of the world. And it is trying to get me to see beautiful things through eyes of people who've been places that I have not been. And as I was doing that, it reminded me of the different travel styles that my wife and I have. When we were growing up, we would take road trips, and my dad was a very early riser, is still an early riser. Whenever I visit him on vacation, it's the only time I have to get up earlier to go to church than I do to come to the church that I preach at. It's just crazy how early I got to get up out there. But anyway, when we were going, we would get up early of a morning, way earlier before any of us kids wanted to get up, and we would travel, and he had a certain amount of time that he was wanting to travel. But the reason that he got up so early was he wanted to get out before everybody else, and he wanted to stop before everybody else stopped. And he wanted to create for us memories along the way. And so it wasn't just about getting to the destination. It was about enjoying the journey. Can I ask you, when was the last... This might sound crazy because we're all the time talking about productive, being fruitful in ministry and all. When was the last time you stopped to enjoy the journey that you're on with Jesus? Hopefully it was yesterday. Hopefully you went to church yesterday and it wasn't about I have to do this and have to do this and have to do this other thing, but it was that, wow, look at what God has done. Do you realize that when you look at another believer, you are looking at a trophy of God's grace? And so here in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is pointing the people who are listening to him on the Sermon on the Mount, and he says, look at all of the beautiful things that God has placed in creation. He says, have you considered a simple thing like a lily, and it doesn't have a long lifespan, but look at how beautiful God has made it. And when we gather together with other saints, in the span of time, we're really not here that long, 70 or 80 years. Some people live longer. I think there's still a person that was fought in World War II, and I think I saw where they're 111 years old now. And that's really old to us. But when you put that in the span of time, that's really not a very long period of time. You've got trees that are thousands of years old. You've got other animals that live to be hundreds of years old. I think a couple of hundred years. Some creatures, could be wrong about that. If I am, you'll let me know. But I think I've heard of some creatures that live to be about 200 years old. And, you know, even that's still very short. But if we look at people and say, wow, look at what a beautiful display of grace God has blessed me with to be able to see what he has done. You see, if you and I, if we're just about the to-do list, we'll miss the beauty of transformation. There are people who travel just to watch the transformation from caterpillars into butterflies. There are people who travel across the globe, spend huge amounts of money just to behold the beauty of nature. Now, you want to hear something funny? People will travel from Central Florida all across the globe to see something beautiful there, while there are people there who are paying big bucks to travel to Central Florida to see beautiful things here. And we are blessed. We're blessed with the ocean. We're blessed with the beaches. We're blessed with all sorts of wonderful things about this county that we live in. And if we're not careful, we can be like the person that encounters the tourist, and the tourist says, "Oh, I bet you go here all the time." So, actually, no, we haven't been there in 15 or 20 years. And you miss the beauty right there. And so God is screaming at us through creation, "You can trust me. If you will let me, I will make something beautiful out of your life. If you will permit me, I will take care of you because I am the lover of your soul." And here it says in verse number 29 that Solomon, even as rich as he was in all of his glory, a person who made silver as common as rocks in Jerusalem, it was considered of little value. He created this beautiful, beautiful temple. And Jesus says, "Even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like a single lily." Okay. Now that brings a question. Where does Jesus get that perspective? You know, Jesus made a comment about Abraham seeing Jesus' day, and he was pleased, and everybody said, "Wait a minute, you're not yet 50 years old, and you knew what Abraham was doing?" And he was like, "Yes, before, yeah, Abraham really enjoyed seeing this time." And Jesus made them know, "I knew what Abraham was going through. He knew what Solomon looked like. He knew what Solomon went through. And he knows what you go through. He knows what you look like." And he says, "Solomon in his best attire could never come." Do you realize the complexity of life? I mean, we can take threads and we can weave them together and we can put them together in a pattern and we can put together an outfit that makes us look pretty good. But when you get down to the molecular level, ours is so simplistic compared to the complexities that God fashions together in his creation. And I will tell you this, God is an artist. God is an artist. He takes, everything is not monochromatic in his kingdom. If you're just looking for something simple and comfortable, if you will permit me, God's not a communist where everything is gray, 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 and more gray. That's just not the way. God has color splashed all across his creation. And the purpose of it is to get your attention and get my attention and says, "Look, if God clothes the grass of the field like that, will he not much more clothe you?" And then he throws in this question or this statement, "O you of little faith." O you of little faith. So, worry has a negative impact on our faith. It is impossible to have faith and worry at the same point in time. "God, I trust you that you're going to take care of this, But this problem is so big, I don't know if those two statements are not compatible. And so at this point in time, you've got to make a decision. Is my spirit going to dictate to my daily challenges, or are my daily challenges going to dictate to my spirit? And I will encourage you to make sure that your spirit is the one that is speaking to your mental and your emotional challenges, and that your spiritual is dictating to your physical situation and not the other way around. It has to do with what we fix our eyes on. Fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the author and the perfecter of your faith. Don't get it on the problems. If you focus on the problem and give in to worry, you're going to see the ugliness of life instead of seeing the beautiful things of life. Now, I will tell you, because most of our vacations has been spent going to visit family, and family was a long ways away. It was about 1,200 miles to visit one set of family. It was about 1,300 miles to visit another set of family. And those are long trips. Those are long road trips. Now, one family has moved to where they're only about 18 or 19 hours away. I think about 1,100 miles, and the other one is probably closer to 1,200. It's a long trip. I can tell you that. And so for me, whenever we would go on a road trip, it was like, okay, we need to get there because we've only got about 7 days of vacation. We didn't get a lot of vacation back then. And so we wanted the kids to have as much time with the grandparents as they could. And so we were about getting there. And my wife was about enjoying the scenery. And meantime, I'm out there and I'm looking at all those cars that are passing me by. And it's like, oh. And I will tell you that after many, many years, I finally realized that it was more about enjoying the journey than it was about just getting to the destination. So many Christians, their entire focus is just getting to heaven. And heaven is going to be glorious. Make no mistake about it. That's home. This world is not our home. We are just pilgrims who are passing through, but we're passing through to make an impact. We are not just travelers. We are ambassadors placed here on divine assignment to build the kingdom of God by plundering the kingdom of darkness. That's what. But in doing so, you get to experience so much beauty. O ye of little faith. If I were to ask you right now, I mean, Mondays are Mondays. Mondays for me are typically a day where I am I'm focused on me. Not selfish. It's not a day off. I'm focusing on building myself back up because of everything that has gone on over the weekend, pouring out the word, ministering, praying for people, finding out about needs. And so I know I've got to come and do radio. And so I spend Mondays more or less as a day to focus on my spiritual well-being. And that enables me to have the proper perspective for when I come in here and minister to everybody on the radio program. Because I want you to know, living for God is a glorious thing. It's a glorious thing. It's an adventure. It's hardly ever boring. If God's in control of it, it's not going to be boring. It's going to be spectacular. And the things that he does and moves into place in our life, it is to build our faith. There are a lot of people who are always looking for reasons for their faith to be undermined. I'm here to tell you that God wants to give us perspective that it's not going to diminish our faith, but it's going to increase our faith. That comes from praying. It comes from trusting. It comes from observing. It comes with walking with other believers. It comes from studying his word. It comes from finding out things that are going on. I love to read stories about things that they're discovering in the Promised Land, discovering in Israel. And one of the things that I saw here not too long ago was that they had discovered some things that dated back to the time of the first temple, Solomon's temple, around Solomon's temple. It was really exciting. In fact, there are so many discoveries that are taking place that you might think you've already read an article only to find out, no, that's not that article. It's a completely different article. And those biblical archaeology never undermines faith. I was reading an article. I don't remember what the source of it was. I don't remember if it was a minister's newsletter or if it was a news article from someplace else. But it was talking about a person who thought that they had found and they staked their entire credibility on something that contradicted the Bible. And they were so excited about it only to find out that the thing that they'd placed their faith in was a fraud. And it undermined a whole life's work because it wasn't solid. It wasn't reliable. You couldn't have faith in it. And they'd been victimized by a fraud. Listen, Jesus is not fraudulent. Everything we've talked about, Jesus was sharing with his listeners so they could live a higher quality of life instead of obsessing about the temporary. He said, I want you to understand the relationship that you have with your Heavenly Father, how much he loves you, how much he values you, how much he cares for you, and how beautiful he wants to make your life. I pray that the goal for you and I is that he would be able to say about us, O ye of little worry, and O ye of great faith. You have a great Monday. We will see you tomorrow back here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.